I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing? It is a great day. We have a very, very important podcast for you today. And I want you to pay attention because these moms have come on to tell their stories, not only to tell their stories, but to share their stories. This is Moms with, well, we are going to be presenting here, and I want to make sure that I say this right. So it's Moms Bonded by Grief. Moms Bonded by Grief. And I have a lot of moms here with me today, and we're going to go one by one, and they're going to tell their stories. I'm going to just go in not any particular order. I'm just going to go ahead and say, Sharon, go ahead and unmute your mic and tell us about yourself and why you were here.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I lost my son, Dashaun Garner, on August the 30th of 2017. My son was shot as he was, after he left a corner store that was around the corner from our house. He got into an argument with this guy, and the guy decided to end that argument by shooting at my son several times, and three of the bullets entered my son, and he died. So he left behind two children. At the time, his daughter was about to turn one, and his son was about to turn five. And it was a month before both of their birthdays, which are both in September. So losing Sean was devastated our family. You know, we didn't realize how much we depended on Dashaun for so many things and took for granted a lot of the things that he did until he wasn't here to do them anymore. And this will always be a part of my story. I will always feel like he's missing from my life. I can see the growth that has happened by being in this group and having these women to talk to, or even just to hear how they get through their struggles. But I still live with the grief of not having him here with us and not sharing, still sharing memories with my son.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Sharon. We'll get back with you in a second, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so we got Terry Jubilee. Terry?
Yes. Hi, I'm here for my son, Tyreek Jubilee, and on June 29th, 2018, I had got a phone call at work and said that my son had got shot, and when I left work, I went to the hospital, and when I got there, they told me that my son had passed away. I didn't get to see him. I didn't get to hear his last words, anything. My son has four children that he left behind, a mother and a brother. And my son just had a birthday on June 29th. And he just had a birthday on February the 19th, Monday. And I missed my son so much because my son, all he wanted was family. And he talked about family being around all the time. And this was a big thing. We were a family. We were a family with girlfriends and his children. And we were a family, and it seemed like that family is broken up now, where I don't have anybody around but me and my son, and I get to see my grandkids, you know, once in a while now since they got older. You know, I used to have them all the time, but now since they got older, I don't have them that much, and they with their mom a lot. But since I have joined this group, and I've been with this group a year, I'm still learning how to be able to reach out to people, which I have to learn that every day because I'm so used to always trying to look out for everybody else's feelings, and I don't look out for my own a lot. So being with this group, it helps me knowing that they're there to support me on everything that I need to do. So.
Wow, Terry, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank
you. We'll be back around to you a little bit later, okay?
Okay. Wow.
And Therese, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about your story.
Hi, my name is Therese. Mirror on April the 12th, 2009. Tamara was 21. She had just turned 21, April the 12th. And she was taken from us. I'm sorry, she just turned 21 on March the 12th. And she was taken from us on April the 12th, 2009, which happened to be Easter Sunday. Tamara was a student at Community College of Philadelphia studying nursing. And she was the mother of a 2-year-old little girl at the time of her death. I can't hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry. I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Because you muted the beginning of it. I'm going to go ahead and delete that part. I'm sorry to make you repeat it, but can you repeat it? Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. My name is Therese McCleary, and I am the founder of Minds Bonded by Grief. I lost my daughter, Tamara, at the age of 21 on Easter Sunday, April the 12th, 2009. Tamara had just turned 21 on March the 12th, so she lived 30 days into her 21st birthday. She was a student at Community College of Philadelphia studying to be a nurse, and she was a mom of a 2-year-old little girl at the time of her death.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I hate hearing things like this. I do. But we need to hear these things. We need to be able to grieve and allow that process. We'll be right back with you, Therese. Hold on a second, okay? Willisha, I hope I said that right.
Yes, Willisha.
Willisha, okay. Yes. Willisha, tell us about you and about your story.
My name's Willisha Robinson Bethel. I am the parent of William Bethel the IV. William was 2 weeks into his 16th birthday when he was shot on Easter Sunday while shopping after the Easter parade. William was an honor student. He loved sports. He was a really good kid. Never been in a street fight. Never been suspended from school. A really good kid. And it took a big part of our lives.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back around. Hold on. Okay. Tanya.
Sad.
Hey, Tanya. Sorry. That's okay. We're ready for you whenever you are. Tell us a little bit about your story, please.
Six. Okay, thank you.
Tanya, are you ready to tell your story?
I'm sorry, ladies. Yes. My name is Tanya Anderson. My son is Thais Lovett. He was 21 years old when he was murdered. He was shot 6 times, 3 times in the head, 3 throughout the body. I moved to Delaware to get away from Philadelphia, and Thais came to Philadelphia because one of his friends went on a prom. Thais went to go to the store because the young man wasn't ready to leave the house. And when he got to the store, a couple of guys approached him and asked him, was he from around that way? And he wasn't, so he said no. And 2.5 minutes later, a car came by. Two guys jumped out, and they shot my son up. He was the youngest of five. And I feel like it broke me. That was my baby. It broke me. Good kid, real respectful. I call him my little nerd. That's my story. And I thank God for Moms Bonded by Grief. It's a true blessing to me. I think I'd be in a nut house somewhere if it hadn't been for this group. But I just thank God for everything I'm going through because it created a new me. And all of my sisters are strong. And I just gained a new family through this grief. That's it.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. Crystal.
Hi, my name is Crystal Arthur, and I am the mother of Christian Hamilton Arthur. My son, Christian, was murdered on July 16, 2017. He was a young, gifted, and talented Black young man that brought a lot to the table to offer to his peers and anyone that came in contact with him. He was murdered, and it wasn't meant for him, but from his loss, it took so much out of our family because he was like the head of the family, and he is truly missed. So being with Moms Bonded by Grief is exactly what it is. Moms Bonded by Grief, which I always said is an excellent name for the group because we all have one thing in common, which is grief. But throughout the grief process, we have each other, and we continue to push day by day.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. Each person here will be back around to get more in detail, maybe, and find out what it is that they needed when they came into the group, Moms Bonded by Grief. I'm going to go ahead and go to Danielle Shaw.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
Good evening. My name is Danielle Shaw, and I am the mother of Dominique Kimani Oglesby. And she was murdered on March 18th of 2018. My princess was a month and a half shy of graduating from Penn State with honors. She's a very smart girl. Lit up a room. Sorry, I'm just so nervous. She was the oldest of three children. She was the best example that I could ever ask for my sons. And she's really, really missed. And I'm just so happy. And thankful. I shouldn't say happy, but I'm thankful, very thankful for Moms Bonded by Grief. I'm thankful for Therese, for the group, for forming a group, because just like it was said previously, I've been and lost my mind by now. But it's so comforting to know that I am not in it alone, that I have my sisters to go through it with me. And just to know that I don't have to explain anything, that they know right where I am when I'm there, because most of the time we are all in the same space. But I'm very thankful for them.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you. Thank you. Tamika, I know you're at work. But can you break away for a second to tell us about you and to tell your story? I'm not sure if she can or not. Now, we're going to go right back to Jamaica in a second. See if we can wait for her just a second. Okay. Damika, if you unmute your microphone, then I will stop talking. I want to thank you ladies for being here. Most definitely, it's just a pleasure to have women that are so strong like you, but yet so fragile. It has been probably an amazing journey for you in this group, knowing that you're not alone. But at the same time, I always have to look back at my journey as well, seeing that I adopted a child and he got stabbed over 20 times in the prison system and he passed away and nobody's doing anything about it. I'm not going to say that my child was the best child because he had his issues, but he was still mine. And he was a big brother and he is totally missed every single day that goes by. I do not miss that boy any less. I miss him more and more every day. And so I'm there with you and I understand what you're going through. And I definitely understand what it is that this group means to each and every one of you. But I have to say that this group should not be needed because each one of us should have our children. This group should not be needed, but it is. What has this group done? And we're going to go back around the room. We'll start with Terry. Damika, are you available? Okay. We're going to start with Terry. What is it that is unique for you that this group has done for you that if you didn't have this group, you would probably not make it?
Well, for one, when I called up that day and met Ms. Therese on the phone and talked to her, and that opened some light up for me, you know, to let me know that there is somebody there that's going through what I went through or what I'm going through. And to join the group, to meet other people, was a blessing to me because before that, I was in another group, and that group, I was like really feeling down, and I was having a lot of anxiety attacks, and I had to be put on some medication because of those anxiety attacks. And just meeting this group to hear everybody talk and feeling the same way and knowing how I feel, and I can turn to them whenever needed, that's just a blessing to me. It makes me feel good that somebody's there that I can talk to, that I can open up to. So I love just having them there. And even if I don't talk to them, I know I can always turn and say, oh, I know it's somebody out there that I can talk to. So yeah, it's been a good blessing to me. And I've been with them a year and it's been good. And they're teaching me things, showing me things that I can get out, because before I wasn't moving to get out, but they're showing me there is a light at the other end that I'm always had these feelings, but I can get through them.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Therese, let me ask you a question here. You know, it is one thing, and I know what it's like to need something and it doesn't exist in your area, or even it just doesn't exist. You forming this group, you putting these ladies together, what is that like for you? And did it help you through your journey as well?
It does actually help me. A lot of times I'm going through things myself and I question myself about how can I say that I'm a leader, you know, when I'm falling apart myself, you know, because I'm going through a lot. And I turn to the ladies and I express myself just like I did last night when we had our group session and told them how I was feeling. And they're always there to let me know that, you know, I'm not superwoman. It's okay to have started this group and still at times relapse, as I call it, because I say that I'm in rehab, you know, it's just not a drug. It's me trying to get through my grief. So it's okay for me to relapse at times and have to call on them. I don't know what I would do without them, because the friends that I have had all my life, at times I feel like I cannot go to them because they don't understand what it is that I'm going through. You know, I need someone to actually understand what it is that I'm going through and never get tired of hearing me say that I'm having a bad day, although it's 15 years later.
It doesn't matter. 15 years, 15 days, 15 hours, 15 minutes. It still hurts.
It hurts. And I just had a setback, a relapse, because the gentleman that murdered my daughter was released last week. Well, I shouldn't call him a gentleman, but he was released. So, I've been leaning on my sister's heart these last couple of days.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry to hear that. Wow. Now, Therese, do you see D'Amica's message over there in the corner? I mean, you would probably be the best person to say what happened to her son. I know she's at work and she has a very bad connection.
She's saying that her, yeah, she said her audio keeps going out. Mine has been going out too. Okay. So, you know what? D'Amica's cousin is actually on here if she want to speak for her, Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes.
Okay. Can Tanya speak for her?
Tanya, would you like to speak for her?
She left a paragraph in the notes in the chat for somebody to read. Yes, she left it. It's in the if you go to the private chat, it's
yeah.
I can hear y'all. Hey. It goes in and out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it, you know, and sometimes if you get a phone call or a text, it'll take you out. So I didn't know if, I mean, a family member would be better to read it. Can you do it, Tanya? I know I see it, but I'd like it to be read by someone a little bit closer with a little bit more, invested into it.
D'Amica's actually, can you do it, D'Amica?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Okay. Hey.
Hey, you guys. My son was Terrell Arnold Jr. He was only 25. He was dropping his daughter off home from school. He received a phone call. He stepped outside to take the call and was shot over 15 times throughout his whole body. And he didn't make it. We still have no answers till this day. So murder is still on the loose. My firstborn only son.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So someone chime in. It doesn't matter who. Let's go down the line. Let's go down to Willisha. I hope I said that right this time.
Yes.
So, Willisha, what has this group done for you that if you did not have this group, you don't know where you would be?
This group has been nothing but a blessing. I started the group, I would say, a few months after William passed away. And when I first started, I felt like I shouldn't have been there. Like, it was a blessing that the group was there, but I felt like I should not be there. I should not, this is not for me. This is, I should, my son should still be here. So I came in with a, I can't say with a guard up, but I came in angry. I came in confused. I was so bad off in the beginning, I couldn't even talk. So I would come into the group and I would sit, we would have a circle and I would sit in the circle for the hour and a half that we had group, maybe 2 hours sometimes, and I couldn't even open my mouth. So when it was time for me to say anything, I couldn't even say my son's name because it hurt so bad and I was still in so much disbelief. But the group helped me. The group helped me talk. The group helped me realize that I wasn't crazy. The thoughts I had were thoughts that we all have. I wasn't crazy and I wasn't alone because I did have a lot. I do have a lot of family support, but my family don't know the extent to how I feel every day because you wear a mask for people so that you're not hurting them or they're not worried about you. And they think that you're okay when you're really not. But my sisters in this struggle, they know how it is. So they even know when you have your mask up. So it helped me a lot to know that I wasn't alone and I can reach out and they're there. They show up, they support. And it's helped me a lot because I don't know where I would be without mom's bond of grief.
Wow. Thank you so much, Alicia. Thank you. Thank you. Crystal, same question.
I look at the group as sisters that I never had. It was just two of us, my brother and myself. And these ladies helped me get through the challenges of losing a child because, you know, after you lose a child, it's a different, your life just takes a whole different turn. I feel like, you know, I gained sisters that I always wanted. And I can, I'm not the one to vent a lot, but I can always, you know, go to them to get the support that I need. But overall, I'm happy that I'm in this group because they know how I feel and I know how they feel because like a couple of us all have already said, no one knows how we feel unless you actually went through the loss of losing a child.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. Who has not gone yet? I know it's been going back and forth. I know Damika has gone. Tanya, have you gone yet? Same question.
This group means the world to me. I was in another group, like Terry said, and I felt like we all got together and we all cried every time I went to that group. It was so sad and down and no happy moments at all. And my cousin Damika invited me to this group. And I was like, I'm gonna give it a shot. I gave it a shot. And I knew Therese for a while, but I didn't know she was in charge of this group. So it all worked out good. And I love this group. You know how you can't live without your blood running through your veins and that heart pumping and all of that? That's how I feel without this group. Like I have to stay connected no matter what. It helps me through my week, through my month, through my years. I think I'm probably like one of the newest members here. My son was murdered in 2022. And I've had nothing but love shown to me from the time I've been involved with this group. And I thank God for it. I thank God for all of you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you. Damika, did you answer that question yet?
No. I'm kind of the same. When I first came, it was very early in my process. So I needed it. I needed it bad. My girlfriend, Danielle, who's on here also, she was the one who invited me. And it was a blessing because, like everyone has said, no one gets what you're going through the way that these ladies do. Like every day we spend with each other is like the best getting through the day that I can receive. Because other people, I have a mask on. I don't have to have a mask on with them. And that's just a relief in this process.
Yeah.
So I love this group.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Sharon, did you answer this question yet?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was introduced to this group from my sister who knew Therese because she seen that I was in a really bad place. I wasn't present. I wasn't doing anything but looking at pictures of my son and videos and, you know, wishing that I would just wake up. And I came out. I didn't really talk much in the beginning either. I just was taking in everything and listening to a lot of the people who were there. I was feeling like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, they look like they've gotten through where I felt like I was stuck. And then to hear that, like, people like Shonda, her daughter was murdered after Sean, and I was just looking at her like, she looked like she's doing so well. Like, she can talk, she can go out, she can do stuff, when I felt like I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to do anything. And coming in this group made me feel like I can talk to people and I can share when I'm going through something. Well, even if I don't share, somebody will say something that's exactly how I'm feeling. And it's a lot of words of encouragement that comes on a daily basis. And yes, like everyone said, when you're going through something, you can call somebody. Usually my go-to is Jondell, because she's like the funniest. But when you really, like, I know one time I called her, I wanted to just run in the middle of the street and get hit by a car because the pain hurt so much. And she talked to me and helped me to focus on what's important and what I do have, you know. Nobody in this group ever feel like we don't want to hear about somebody being upset anymore. It's always words of encouragement. And yeah, we do good things. We have painting parties. We go on vacations. We go to the spa. It's a lot of fun things that we do to connect with one another. And now, since we haven't been doing it as much as we was, I miss it. I miss it. You know, I like when we get together and talk and have fun. You know, it's good connecting with each other because we're family. It's not just a group of women that we talk to occasionally. We're family. I feel like everyone is family and it's true love.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sharon. Thank you. Well, Tourette, I have to ask you this question because I know that you were the one that was, you know, instrumental in forming this wonderful group of ladies. Through a tragedy of your own, but what can you smile about today?
About all these ladies, all my sisters here, just to see them have a smile on their face at times when we get together, as Sharon just stated, and just to be able to look at them and see that we can live again, you know, it makes my heart smile.
Awesome. I mean, where can people find you? Are you online as well as in person?
So we do our Zoom meetings on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. We're still via Zoom. Since COVID, I found that actually to be better because, you know, we can get home, still cook, still be on, you know, have our meetings on Wednesday. And we have a licensed therapist that come on every other week onto our Zoom. We're on Facebook under Moms Bonded by Grief Support Group. And that's how a lot of people reach out to us that also come. And you have some that may come once or twice and then may not come back. But then they'll text me separately on a daily basis, you know, to see what the group have going on and just want to get together to do outside things. You know, they may not be ready to attend group every week. Yeah. And we're also on Jefferson Hospital's website. They are one of our big supporters, so they have us up on their website as a referral as well.
Nice. Well, my moms, thank you. Because irregardless of whether your child is still walking the earth, you're still a mom. And those feelings will never go away. I mean, you know, I totally understand where you guys are. Totally. It's been years since this has happened to me as well. And I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Put up that front, you know, try not to cry. Be strong. You know, don't let people know what's going on with you. Just kind of retreat. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot. But in the midst of it all, I still find myself smiling and laughing at some of the things that he used to do. And to me, those are the memories I really, truly want to keep. Is there anything else that anyone else would like to say before we finish today?
I'd like to say something. I also learned that I don't have to be strong. It's okay to feel weak. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel those emotions. I have to go through that process. And, you know, and being with these women, and I learned that. It's been said, I digested it, I learned that, and now I don't feel bad if I'm having a bad day and I just cry, because it's okay.
That was it. Thank you. But anyone else?
If I want to add, if I can add, I just want to say that I love these ladies. You know, we talk every day via text, all day in a text, you know, although we only see each other once a week via Zoom, we do text each other. We start 6 o'clock in the morning, as Sharon stated before, just saying encouraging words, and Kai may paste, do a poem, but it comes along with trust. I have to be able to know that I can trust my life with you wholeheartedly, and just be able to give you my heart, because we are still vulnerable. You know, we're very vulnerable, and we always will be. So yes, this is, as Crystal stated, you know, my new family, my sisters. I don't talk to anyone else at 56 years old that I grew up with the way I do these ladies every day.
Now, how you feel? It's very hard to find people who understand you, mm-hmm. and that can empathize with you and understand mm-hmm. your journey. You know, it's really hard. Anyone else?
Yes, I would just like would to like,
go ahead.
Tanya?
I just want to tell you thank you, because a lot of times people don't recognize our pain and they try to sweep it under the rug and act like, okay, everything's okay now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're sorry it happened, no empathy or anything. So I just want to say thank you to you for taking time out of your day to interview us.
Yes.
No problem. Thank you. I do have something to say about that, but I'm going to say it after Damika. Damika, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add how, you know, on days where sometimes I feel like in a week I may have had multiple down episodes and I wouldn't share it with anybody else, and I'll text it in a group and you'll still get a response of love from so many sisters that's on this line, so many sisters that's not on this line. So I'm forever grateful. And I love you guys.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I have something short. I would like to thank Therese for creating a safe space for us to be able to have this sisterhood and be able to be vulnerable and share and talk and laugh, cry and be ourselves and be able to get through this together. So I would like to thank Therese for creating a safe space for all of us. And Therese, know that we are here for you, just like you're here for us. You didn't start this group to make us stronger or to knock away our feelings. You started this group so that we can support each other. So we're here to support you too.
Anyone else?
I just want to say I love you, ladies. And I second what Walisha said, is that, Therese, I appreciate you, and that we are here for you. You're always here for us, that we are definitely here for you and your time of need. And I'm always praying for you, ladies. And we have to remember to trust in the Lord and know that He made a promise to us that we're going to see our babies again. And that fills me up with so much joy to know that, that I'm going to see her again. So I love you, ladies.
Awesome. Anyone else? Awesome. I want to say this. And for the people who put this down and make it seem like it's nothing and it's in the past, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take you on a journey. Now pay close attention to this journey. A woman finds someone and they engage in an act that creates another human being. And that human grows inside of this woman for 9 to 10 months. Sometimes it's premature, but let's just go ahead and go with the norm, 9 to 10 months. And during that time, both mom and child are in sync. This woman has already planned the first 6 months of this child's life. And then she goes into the labor that will birth this child into existence, into this world, into this plane. However that may be, C-section, pushing it out, whatever the case, the child is born. The child has heard their mother since the moment that the child could hear. And this mother now is so into this. I mean, her life is done for now. For now, this child is her life. And all of her children, that is her life, her family. And she raises this child. And all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. You tell me, why don't you have empathy for the woman that birthed this child into existence? This will be something that she will remember for the rest of her life. The good and the bad. She will remember the birth of this child for the rest of her life. She will remember the exit of this child for the rest of her life. And no parent should ever have to bury their child before they exit this plane. So don't even go there to tell anyone that has lost a child ever. I don't want to ever hear that again. I don't care who I'm talking to. Unless you have been a mother or father who is taking care of their children, to see that you have to now bury your child. You tell me how you feel. Don't ever, ever, ever come on my show with that. Ever. I don't want to ever hear anyone come on my show with that. Because the connection that a parent has with their child, even a foster parent that has raised a child or an adoptive parent that's raised that child, there is a connection. And when that connection is lost prematurely, there is damage. So there is no getting over it. There are good days and there are bad days, but there is no getting over it. And Therese has done something amazing. What she's done is she's brought together a support group for the women here and for other women out there so that they can too feel supported when they have their bad days and laugh when they have their good. There is no getting over burying your child. There is no, I'm going to say it again. There is no getting over burying your child. what there is getting over the feeling that you're alone. Thank you, Therese. Thank you so much for putting this group together, girlfriend. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for being on the show. I truly appreciate you and coming on here and telling your stories. I'm with you. Let me tell you, it really makes me upset to hear that. It really does. You know, that's just unacceptable. Unacceptable. And
we want to extend our condolences to you as well and wish you well.
Thank you. Sorry for your loss too. Thank you. Well, ladies, I want to thank you guys again so much for being here. If you have something that you want to say, or you have lost a child, you've lost someone dear, a child, okay, and you want to hook up with Therese, I will put the link for the Facebook page in the description box below. But I want to let you know that if you feel like these women should get over the pain, then you're part of the problem. And you need help. I'm going to tell you, you need help, because there is no getting over this pain. There are good days and there are bad days, and that's it. You might as well just keep your mouth shut. I'm just going to tell you right now, because that is not acceptable. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. I'm done, because I will go off. I will go off. That's just unacceptable. Thank you guys so much again. And until next time, guys, love your loved ones today. Love them. Ladies, thank you.
Good night. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTube and Instagram. Thank you for watching.